It's the sort of rivalry we really enjoy in this town, the Swannies against GWS. Round one last year, GWS got a surprise victory, but the Swannies were more than ready. And there were some fantastic highlights to come out of this match. Isaac Heaney, 4 goals. Buddy Franklin, 5 goals. A smashing of the goalpost. Jared McVeigh was in the middle of all of that. G'day, Jared.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, mate. Congratulations. 21 points. That's a nice win.
Yeah, it was. Look, they've really improved and, you know, they'll be really fighting for the 8 this year. And, look, we did enough, to get the win. And, you know, we played some really good footy at times and then some poor footy. But, you know, nice to come away with the win and you know, be undefeated so far.
Yeah, mate. It looked like GWS, for the most part, equaled your intensity.
Yeah, they did. Look, we know they're, you know, that's one of their real strengths, is their hardness of the ball and their tackling pressure. And obviously they've got a lot of younger players, a bit lighter, who are quick and fast. They run all day, so... We needed to win that area, and I think we did, you know, throughout the night.
This emergence of Isaac Heaney, I know you would have known for a long time that you would have been excited about him coming through the ranks, mate, but, geez, he started 2015 with a bang, hasn't he?
He has, you know, to kick 4 goals, in your third game is a really good effort. And, you know, more importantly, he puts on, you know, really good pressure in the forward line. He's hard at the ball and can tackle, and look, he takes a really good overhead mark for a smaller player, because, you know, eventually he's going to be in the midfield for us for a long time.
Buddy, back to his best?
He was. I think he missed a few, but other than that, look, he played really well. He kicked a lot of the hard ones, missed the easy ones, yeah. But, you know, he's such a presence up there and, can turn it on when he wants to and, he's just a special player that, we're fortunate to have.
What, he kicked 5 and missed 4, didn't he? But it's 5 still good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, that's just, he has so many shots on goal every single week and, you get the ball in there. Look, you just see him running and, you just got to get him the ball. And, look, his pressure as well, his tackling pressure we've seen over the last 2 weeks previously. He's just an unbelievable player.
And, mate, just on Adam Goods, you'll get asked this a lot, I suppose. Yeah. Do you expect him back with you guys shortly in some sort of capacity?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure. I didn't see the reserves game on the weekend, but from all reports, he played pretty well. So, that'll be up to the match committee. But, look, he's he's no different around the club. He's such a great leader and helps all the players out. And, he just needs to get a bit of touch, get a bit of form. And, a player like that, you don't want out of the team for too much longer.
Just with Goodsy now playing reserves on the weekend, does he train with the top team, Jared, or will he train with reserves, or do you train together? How's that work?
Yeah, look, we all train together, and okay. But this week will be a bit different because we're heading over to Perth on Wednesday night. So, but other than that, we all train together, and everybody's fighting for spots, and with Goodsy in the twos, it puts a lot of pressure on all us. We have to perform because you might find yourself there as well.
Yeah, that'll be a tough road trip this weekend.
Well, they're undefeated too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and they played really well against West Coast last night. So I watched that game, and going over to Perth is always a tough one, and playing Freo, Swans Freo is always a really hard contested tackling game. So look, we look forward to that, and it's always nice to go away and try and win a game of footy when you've got no supporters there.
Mate, I've got to ask you about Luke Parker's goal. is he sort of swagging around saying, "Oh, I meant to do that," because his foot accidentally hit the ball. It was quite remarkable, and it went through.
Yeah, it was. It hit the instep of his foot, and then nearly hit his head on the way through somehow, and then kept his feet. Yeah, look, it was a pretty special goal. It was I think he did mean it, obviously, but it was a really good goal to see, and might be one of the goals of the year.
Yeah, incredible.
And mate, just from a an overall point of view, all the key players, including yourself, you're in good touch. What areas do you think need improving from here?
Look, the boys are playing pretty well. I think on the weekend, GWS had probably too many scoring shots. They had 30 shots on goal, which is way too many for us. And so just that all-ground defence, which we continue to work on. And then just our final kicking into our forward line, it's always been a bit of a thing for us at the Swans. So we're just really, try and train that stuff and finish off that last kick, which is always the hardest kick.
I don't know. I don't know whether he
TK's sitting here watching the replay of that goal.
Luke Parker, I don't know whether he meant to do it or not, but I'll be claiming it. And the other one, mate, Isaac Heaney, how's he going to beat the physio this week? He smashed into that goalpost and his body sort of wrapped around it.
Yeah, he looked like a bit of a scorpion, we've been calling him. It was a big hit. look, kicked the goal, obviously, and then, you know, got pushed into the post. So I think he was a bit sore yesterday, but he'll just rest up and then be right to go for this week. He's a tough young kid.
Yeah, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I assume so.
No one could stop him the way he's going.
Mate, the way he's going. He's 18. He's bulletproof. Yeah. He's 18. Yeah.
Jared, that's right. Well done, mate. You've started beautifully in the season. Keep it up.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Jared McVeigh there. Swanee's co-captain. Yeah, it was a 21-point defeat. It was just probably errors. GWS, they were up there with them and then probably turned the ball over more than they wanted to. But as Jared said, they had enough goal opportunities.
Yeah, too many from his
point of view. It's a rivalry now, isn't it? I like the fact that the Giants are competing. And that's only their first loss of the season, so I expect them to win plenty.